Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Pennsylvania Avenue in West Baltimore boasts a rich cultural history. In its heyday in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, the main thoroughfare was lined with theaters and music venues that featured renowned African-American performers. One of those was Baltimore's own Eleanor Fagan, better known to her fans as Billie Holiday. Tonight and tomorrow, the neighborhood will celebrate its musical legacy with the first Billie Holiday Arts and Music Festival, hosted by Historic Pennsylvania Avenue Main Street and the Upton Planning Committee. And here to tell us about it is festival organizer Michael Johnson. Welcome to On the Record, Michael.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Big fan.
First, Pennsylvania Avenue was recently designated an official Black Arts and Entertainment District. Tell us what that is and what it means for the neighborhood.
Well, it actually gives us the ability to say that we've been there all the time. It's always been a Black arts and entertainment district. Obviously, the 80s and 90s, things changed commercially that removed a lot of the stellar in locations. A lot of buildings and locations were old and hadn't been kept up. But we felt that the designation will now give us an opportunity to go seek out some funding, seek out some folks from around the country who are maybe looking for a place to drop their business or plant a business, and they could come on Pennsylvania Avenue and be part of the historic now Pennsylvania Avenue Arts and Entertainment District.
And there's some tax credits involved?
Oh, absolutely. Tax credits, development credits, all types of opportunities. Brent comes with that, and it wasn't a tough task. Lady Brianna, who led the effort, should be commended on her efforts. But a lot of folk who grew up and remember part of that legacy contributed greatly, so that the message and the description was quite clear. And we've got that designation, and we're like extremely excited to be part of that task and that title.
What is your personal connection to the neighborhood?
Well, my father was the maitre d' of the Wilson Club. The Wilson Club was a restaurant that Red Fox and all of your artists, after they performed on the avenue, would always be. And my father was the first one who they would always see at the front door.
Wow.
He was a maitre d'. We, as young boys and young girls, we also shined shoes behind the Royal Theater. It wasn't uncommon for the artists to, as they were loading and unloading, to say to us, hey, give us a shoe shine. I remember the day that James Brown came, and
wow,
he had this case of shoes, and he threw us about $20, which was like a gazillion dollars in them days, and we shined every shoe in his case. So my family connection is very long. We residentially moved away from the area, but we never sociably left the Pennsylvania Avenue community.
You've been busy with preparations for this weekend's Billie Holiday Arts and Music Festival. How did the idea for the festival come about?
Actually, I went to the Upton Planning Committee and the Main Street, and I said, what a great idea this would be on the eve of the 100th anniversary of Pennsylvania Avenue and the existence of some of the Black entertainment that actually really began in 1920. And so leading into that, I said, we start with one day, and next year we're going to have it for 3 days. And so what we wanted to do was to include everybody. My father, who was also a member of the Arts Social Club, the oldest African-American social club in the country, we started there. We knew we wanted to bring back the Cadillac Auto Parade. We're adding a lot more cars instead of just Cadillacs. We wanted to include some of the new stuff, like Jubilee Center, which is a artsy center for young people. And we wanted to add the old commercial, Sessman's, which is Northwest a Pawn Shop. Is celebrating 100 years old on Pennsylvania Avenue this year. And the grandson of the original owner is now still running the loan shop on Pennsylvania Avenue. So we included everybody in, and then we proceeded to put this sucker together, and here we are.
You said a single day this year on the 99th
anniversary. Well, it's actually 2 days.
I was going to say it actually starts today. Right?
Well, yeah, it starts tonight when we're doing the outdoor screening of Billie Holiday's with Diana Ross version. That's going to be outside on a huge screen, great sound system. And people just bring their chairs, come in and sit and have some popcorn and maybe eat a dog and enjoy the singing of Diana Ross and the songs of Billie Holiday.
And even before that, this morning you are rededicating the Billie Holiday statue.
Yes, we're rededicating the Billie Holiday statue. The artist will be there, Mr. Lewis, and we'll be recognizing about 10 or 11 stellar members of the community. Some are involved with art, some are involved with politics, some are involved with civic leadership, and we're really excited about our, and that's actually our ribbon cutting. And so what a year this year we're going to have as we start, literally as we start today, moving towards the 100th anniversary, which is next year. So this is just the taste. Next year it'll be a full meal.
This is the warm-up.
Yeah, this is the warm-up. It's the opening act.
That's Michael Johnson, organizer of the Billie Holiday Arts and Music Festival. Here on The Record on WIPR, I'm Sheila Cass. The festival takes place today and tomorrow along Pennsylvania Avenue in West Baltimore. So you told us some of what's going on tomorrow. Tell us more.
Well, the parade. The Cadillac Parade this year has a theme of HBCU, Historical Black College and Universities. We are going to have Morgan University and Lincoln, the third oldest black university in the country, Lincoln University from Pennsylvania, are coming down bringing a magnificent marching bands, are going to perform right down the gap of Pennsylvania Avenue with antique cars. We have over 65 antique cars. As well as, I'm quite sure, dignitaries and others will be there. But the parade starts off and gives the fever and gives the freedom for this festival. And we're excited. It starts at 10 a.m., and it's going to be from Pennsylvania North down to Pennsylvania and Dauphin Street.
What else?
Well, the Arts Social Club is going to have a big orchestra with Dr. Paul and the big band, and they're going to celebrate Nat King Cole's 100th birthday by doing Nat King Cole songs for about 4 hours of Nat King Cole songs. Nat King Cole performed on Pennsylvania Avenue 4 times in his career. And even though his career was cut short, obviously we're well aware, he was a young man when he passed. He always had a great feeling about Baltimore, and so he didn't hesitate to come back. We're excited about that. And, of course, the bakery at Pennsylvania Avenue Bakery, which is on Baker Street. What a concept, right? Is going to have outdoor jazz right on the parking lot with John Wesley, who's a great keyboardist. And then as you go further down, we have an area that we've created called The Village, which is going to have an African theme to it, which will have all of the heavy cultural, African-American cultural activity will be at The Village, from griots to storytellers to African dance, all types of demonstration. And then as you go stroll down the avenue, and that's the key we want you to do. We want you to stroll down the avenue. You get an opportunity to go into the boxing ring where Tiger Davis, who's the champ, the lightweight champ here in Baltimore, who practices right on Pennsylvania Avenue, who last week gave out over 500 bags to school children for school supplies. You'll be a chance to walk through there, and there's a display in there of all of the African-American boxers who've come through the Baltimore area. It'll be a display in there you can see, and you can walk into a gym. Very few of us have actually been in a boxing gym. I knew why I didn't go in a boxing gym, but very few people have been in a boxing gym. And so when you get down to the market, which is the huge event, we have over 85 artists who are going to be displaying their wares inside of the Pennsylvania Avenue Market in a space. Visual artists, paintings, sculptures, all types of things. And we're highlighting Bebe Williams, who is celebrating the 50th anniversary on his iconic picture called The Crying Child, which was featured in Jet Magazine and Ebony Magazine back in 1969. Then if you go down to the Shake and Bake, there are going to be black authors. All types of authors are going to be there selling their wares, but also speaking about their books and signing autographs. And then when you get down to the right before the field at the 1500 block of Pennsylvania Avenue, we're going to honor William Adams, Little Willie Adams, who is the godfather, actually the secondary godfather. There's another guy named Smith of Pennsylvania Avenue who really owned a lot of businesses. His wife owned a business. And we're going to celebrate him at the Capitol Lounge. And then when you get on the main field, we have six outstanding artists that are going to perform on a huge stage, absolutely free. All of this is free. Bring your lawn chair, bring your roller skates, and come on down.
What about food?
We have on the 1600 block of Pennsylvania Avenue, we have the Taste of Soul, where we have all of these food trucks and vendors who are going to be selling everything from vegan food to oxtail. And it's going to be all of this food. I mean, we have people coming as far as Atlanta who are bringing food trucks up so that they can park them on Pennsylvania Avenue that day. So it'll be a great taste of some soul food, some vegan food, and some general good food. Being a little half Italian, I need some pasta. I'm good, too.
What would you like people to take away from all this?
That Pennsylvania Avenue is alive. That as much as we struggle in the city and have pain from the city, that there are other things that are going on in the city. And let's celebrate. Let's celebrate the opportunity of where the African American Entertainment Venue started. And they started right on Pennsylvania Avenue, not just the Royal Theater, but the Sphinx Club, the Lenox, and all of the other theaters, the Met, that were there, and all of the clubs, the Wilson Club, and all of the places that were there is where black folk showed up. When we couldn't go anywhere else, we could always go to Pennsylvania Avenue.
I hear everything you're describing, and I cannot imagine how you can make a bigger festival next year the 100th anniversary.
Yeah, we're going to shut the streets down and try to do 22 square blocks we've mapped out that we would like to do next year. I mean, it's like Artscape with soul.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks.
We're going to have a great time. Come on down.
Of course.
Okay.
Michael Johnson is organizer of the Billie Holiday Arts and Music Festival today and tomorrow on Pennsylvania Avenue and the surrounding area in West Baltimore. It's hosted by Historic Pennsylvania Avenue Main Street and the Upton Planning Committee. We have links to more information at the On the Record page at WIPR.org. I'm Sheila Cast. This is On the Record. After the break, a Stoop story. Stay with us.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.